Hola, people! It's Anna Marie here from Bristol Compatibility. I'm your genie, but within reason. All you handsome men, you beautiful women watching, I'm gonna compliment you and you're gonna take it, so there. What am I talking about today, guys? We are talking about why is it hard for men to express themselves? Gosh darn it. Why? Why do you guys men drive us crazy?
We're trying not to.
It's all your fault while I'm crazy. Yes, being raised around a little too much testosterone made me a little nutty, but it's okay. I love you guys anyways. Okay, so let's talk about the cause of why you're so darn emotional internally. Let's talk about the first issue, right? So there's the words of man up, right? Historically and for generations and generations of culture, there's man up has been used as a negative sense. And if you watch my previous videos, I always say man up positive in a sense where it means like be self-aware, manage your emotions, you know, take care of yourself and all that goodness, not negative. So we were discussing men that drive us women crazy. That you get overwhelmed with emotions and then you don't know what to do. And then also with the words man up, it can be negative from family, based on how you're raised, depending on your background. Society's pressure, media's pressure, even like men and men, you know, men's peer pressure, you know, men versus men, do it, you know, and then even women do it sometimes unintentionally when they might not even be realizing that they're doing it. They could just be doing it because they're frustrated with the guys, you know, and they're just saying man up as a defense mechanism or out of frustration, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
absolutely. And I feel it goes back to, thank you, when they were children, just being the way that they were raised. Usually they were just told either by society, by media, by both parents that they need to man up. Don't get me wrong, there'd be some nurturing there, but maybe not as much for the daughters. And they felt like it was for the better because the man needed to be tougher when he got older. But I think somewhere along the line, he didn't learn how to express himself properly when you have these feelings. And also, he didn't really explore himself as much, like know himself on the inside. I feel like if you express yourself, you get to know yourself better. And I feel like women were allowed to do that as a whole, to more express themselves. And because of that, they know their emotions better. And I feel like when it came to the man, when he would feel certain emotions, let's say all of a sudden he may be falling for some woman, he doesn't know what to do because he didn't really explore himself like that. And that I think that's where you come up to where they are at that moment.
Yeah. Oy, you men drive us women crazy. No, but also to be fair, there are women that don't know how to express themselves too. It could be the other side too, because they might be taught from where they're raised, don't express yourself, or you're not allowed to express yourself, or your opinion doesn't really count. Our opinion counts more than you. Mm-hmm. So there can be that too, right? So, and then women learn eventually being around other women, and then there's women support groups, but there's a lack of men support groups. So I encourage you men to try to find your positive men support group, someone that you can talk to that, you know, like that's unbiased or neutral, that can give you some positive guidance. So let's talk about a couple examples, okay? Like with media, right? Like for example, it's like taboo to see a man cry.
Yes.
I don't know. It depends, obviously, on how they're crying. If they're crying like a complete baby over something that's ridiculous, then yes, you are kind of perceived as like a sissy or something like that. So, but then there's the ones that's logical. Like if you're at a funeral, you're gonna cry. It's okay to cry, you know. Like, or if you're getting over a breakup, you know, it's okay to cry. You know, what else is there that it's taboo to cry? Have you ever cried? When was the last time you cried?
I don't remember.
See, we have a social problem here. You men just need to cry, you know what? You know what? All you men can come over to the genie and just cry, okay? It's perfectly fine.
You're totally confident.
Yeah, it's perfectly fine. I've seen you guys cry. I've seen you guys angry. You don't scare me. Like, sometimes you just need a good cry.
Maybe I'll cry after this video before I leave.
There you go. Have a good cry. But why? But why is it taboo to cry? Why is it weak to cry? I mean, I think it, depending obviously the situation, but like, I think it takes a lot of strength to deal with your emotions. I mean, it is really hard. It's really painful, and depending on what you're going through and what you're experiencing to deal with these emotions, whether you're a woman or a man, it's very hard. And I think women just find it easier because there's so much women support groups, but men find it harder because there's a lack of men support groups. Right? Or a lack of male role models, or, you know, father figures, or father figures that are, they're there for you, but they're unintentionally suppressing you, I guess, if that makes sense.
Right?
They don't mean to, but they're unintentionally telling you not to express yourself, and you really should.
And I think it goes back to what we were talking about off camera about everybody to a certain extent needing a therapist. I feel like more people are open to talk to women. I think it's conditioning the way that the media has put it out there. That's my personal opinion. But they don't have someone they feel like they could talk to and totally express their feelings and just be vulnerable, because in this society, man just looked down upon if he's vulnerable by some people. I'm not going to say all people, but by some people. And he's just taught to suppress his feelings, and it even gets to a point where I personally believe that's why there's more alcoholism and drug use among men than women, because that's like their way of dealing with it, and we know how that ends up.
Yeah. Oi. And then, well, I'll give you another example. I had a guy friend. He told me a story about, like, when he was young. I think he was recovering from a breakup. I don't remember exactly the full situation. But he started cutting himself, and he was having suicidal thoughts. And then he finally had, like, a friend that intervented. And he finally got his act together and got on some medication temporarily to help him get out of his depression, his anxiety, and that helped. So, you know, we encourage you men, and even women, if you're watching, you know, don't be afraid to take care of yourself. Mental health really comes first, you know. Like I've said, one of my jobs is to bring awareness to why Americans are unhappy in the first place. And when you don't take care of yourself and your mental health, you bring the unhappiness everywhere you go. And then you affect everybody, whether it's our intention or not. You really, really do. And then you infect that miserable, you know, that happy person that's happy. You infect that happy person. Now they're miserable. It's like the whole misery loves company spiral and blah, 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 you know. So, I mean, who can really be happy all the time? You know, you cannot be happy like 100% all the time. But you can at least work towards it with self-improvement and self-awareness and, you know, all these things. I mean, life's hard, you know, so why not make it easier on us? You know what I mean? I think also then, so I think men are afraid of looking feminine if they express themselves, you know, due to generational parenting or peer pressure, or, you know, men's pressure, whatever reason is the reason. But I want you men and women to know that you're allowed to express yourself. It's okay to express yourself. Start journaling. Talk to someone that you feel comfortable to talk to, that's a neutral party, that's looking out for your best interests, and surround yourself with positive people, not toxic things that, you know, you want people around you that make you feel better, not worse, you know. And if they're trying to make you feel better, and they try to criticize you, it should be in a productive way. That's not counterproductive, right?
Exactly.
Also, in a relationship, and you can talk about this too, is that if a guy expresses feedback on a situation with a woman, he's afraid that she will manipulate the situation and make it out to be that he's insensitive and that it's all his fault, when it's really not his intention. His intention is trying to make things better, not worse, but then she makes it worse, and then she won't take responsibility of her issues and meet him halfway. So what does this lead to? Tell us, you're a man.
Where does this lead to?
Yeah, what is the result? Does it lead us to him shutting down or him talking?
I would probably say shutting down, and I'm not condoning this at all, but maybe even cheating, because it gets to a point he can't express himself, and
feel nurtured.
One flaw, we'll say also, of some men versus women. Women will more like break it off with a man when they feel like it's over. The guy may just kind of hang around and then cheat.
I heard they shut down and then they don't talk until she gets the message that it's over. Isn't that what it is?
Yeah, it could be something like that, too. What I'm saying is, I'm not saying that that's what women are out to do. It's just that's the way that men see it, that they're just going to manipulate it, as she mentioned, and that they're going to make it out to be his fault. And as a result, they just shut down and they don't express themselves and they just go back to where they were. There's some women that say express yourself, but they really don't want to hear what he has to say.
That's not fair.
Right. Some other women, they are accepting of it. They will say, right, express yourself, and he does, and they absolutely love it, and their relationship grows, and they go farther. But some just, they don't see it that way. I guess they're just trying to say what they feel like should be said, and they're not really ready to take their own advice and make it stronger, you know. So that's definitely a problem.
Yeah, so I encourage you women to try to be more sensitive to guys, because women, we often complain that men don't express themselves enough, but then once we give men the opportunity to express themselves, or once men do, then if they're shut down or their feelings are not acknowledged and dismissed, then they just shut down, and then it's the opposite of what women want, right? Mm-hmm. So as women, we do have to be mindful of that. I think, I don't know what the cause is. I think it's hormones sometimes.
Could be.
And it's also probably a feminist movement a little bit, probably unconsciously.
Mm-hmm.
Unconsciously, when we're not even aware of what we're doing. But then there's the opposite side, where there are women like me who have encouraged men to open up and express themselves. But then men don't allow the women to give them the opportunity to express themselves, if that makes sense. So it's like, you know, like then women are saying, well, I'm doing that. I'm trying to encourage him to open up, but then he won't. So men also need to take responsibility. It's like, well, your woman's encouraging you to express yourself, but if you're not doing that, it's technically your fault then. You're not taking responsibility of your emotions and your communication. If she's encouraging you, she's been doing that. So you need to meet her halfway. It's all about compromise, really.
I do feel that way. Ultimately, whether she's willing or not, if she says she wants you to express your feelings, I think you should just go with it and start expressing your feelings. I think that's the course that the relationship has to go. If she's not willing to let you express it, then you have to let her know about that. Yes. And then try to deal with it from there. I don't know if you would just break up or still try to work it out or whatever it is. I guess you'd have to decide. But you have to take that step instead of being afraid to express yourself, because you need to know where the relationship is going to go.
Yeah, and essentially, like, I mean, Pursuing Compatibility believes that a relationship and marriage or whatever, it doesn't have to be difficult. I mean, there are challenging moments in life and there's challenging situations, but again, you should be on the same team and wanting to work together and grow together. And if you're going so much like, you know, then maybe you just, it could be just personality chemistry. You just, or just your personality is just, or just not blending well, and maybe they're meant to be with somebody else, and you're meant to be with somebody else, or compatibility, or the way you approach. Because really, true colors come out during conflict. Mm-hmm. It really, really does. The true colors come out. You know, all the honeymoon, the attraction's great. Don't get me wrong. I love attraction, too. We all do. You know, but the true colors come out during conflict, and if one person's conflict style is totally different than the other person's conflict approach style, you may not be, you know, meant to be, really, you know.
I agree. To all the men watching out there, if nobody ever tells you this, I'm going to tell you this, and I want you to remember it. You do have worth. You are worth something. Definitely. Don't ever forget that. I know some people may want to make you feel like that you don't, but men have just as much worth as women do. You know, we're equal. We're different in our different ways, but ultimately we're equal species, and you are definitely somebody. Just keep that in mind.
Yeah, really men and women really, I think, just want the same thing. We all want to be loved and feel warm and fuzzy inside and get hugs and smooches all the time. So, and don't get sucked into the peer pressure of like, not being able to express yourself. Because remember, when you're in a happy, loving relationship, who's the guy that's going to get the hugs and smooches on a regular basis? That guy that's expressing himself, that's for sure. He's going to be the one that's like, you know? And then your guy's going to be like, oh, I feel like such a man, you know? And so, but yeah, so I, you know, in summary, the lesson is, guys, I encourage you men and women to express yourself, but in a productive way. You know, screaming and yelling, we're not solving anything. What are we solving? Nothing. We're not solving anything, really. So it's good to, you know, pursue compatibility is all about self-improvement and being a better you. So I encourage you guys to look up some self-improvement books and how we can better people, because there's always a work in progress. You know, even if you're on the self-improvement path, you can make mistakes. It's like, okay, I'm going to fix it again anyways. I made a mistake, so I need to fix that, you know, too, right? So what does Madonna say? Express yourself. Hey, 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 hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
Ooh, do, 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 do. Alrighty, guys. So please don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment below. You handsome men, you beautiful women there watching. Please share your thoughts below. I will respond to you with love, compassion, and kindness. And you will take it and you will like it, gosh darn it. With teddy bears and compassion. Take care of yourself. He's also on his health path journey. I'm on my health path journey also. I have Hashimoto's. So we're all in this life together, people. And, you know, take care of yourself. Start exercising. Eat healthy. You know, take care of your body. Try to look attractive to the opposite sex. Do self-confidence talk in front of the mirror. It's very, very important. Please do check out my company information below if you have not, and my founder story below. I appreciate all the support abroad or internationally or in the States. I appreciate you so, so much. Thank you for watching, and hope you have a lovely day. Good night. Do you have anything to say, you lovely men?
That's going to be bad. I do not.
Okay, okay. Don't forget, multiple hugs a day, because cricket is away. Have a good night, good night, good day, and good night, people.